Today we're going to look again at the subject of marriage, and the question is, what is marriage? Have you ever thought about that question? According to Genesis chapter 2, and that's where it was God's idea to design marriage, we find that marriage is a joining together. It's a oneness. It's a uniting. It says in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24, "For this purpose a man will leave his father and his mother and will be cleaved unto his wife. They will be joined and they shall be one flesh." But did you know this? That marriage is more than a joining. It's more than oneness. Let me give you an example. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 15 and 16, it says, "If I would go out, or you would go out, and as being a member of Christ, as being a Christian, if I join myself to a prostitute, I become one flesh with her." And then there's a quotation from Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24, the quotation about marriage. "Joining myself to a prostitute would not automatically make me divorced from my wife. And it would not automatically make me married to a prostitute if I went in and had intercourse with her." So what is marriage? If marriage is a oneness, if it's a joining together, if it's becoming one flesh, well then what is the difference in that and going into a prostitute? Because if you went into a prostitute, you obviously would become one flesh with her. Well, the Bible does say that marriage is oneness. It is a joining together. It is uniting together. But it's more than that. It's a uniting together by a covenant. Okay? That word covenant is in the Hebrew, it's bereth, and it has the idea to bind together. It's a final commitment. It's a commitment of an individual. Even a commitment, even till death do you part. And you see, when I went into a prostitute, if I went and did such a thing, an evil sin as that, see, there's no commitment on my part to that prostitute. Marriage, the essence of marriage is, first of all, forsaking all others. It says, "You shall leave your father and your mother, and you shall cleave to your wife." And Ezekiel talks about, "And you become mine." It's forsaking of all others for this one, to commit yourself to this one. And obviously, if you did in an immoral way go to another person when you are married, then that would violate the principle of marriage. Marriage is a oneness, it's a unity, and it's a oneness and union that comes through a covenant, comes through a commitment. Now, it's called in Ezekiel 16:8 a covenant of marriage. And in Ephesians chapter 5, we learn that in marriage, we're to love our wife, even as Christ loved the church. So it's a covenant of love. And the reason it's a covenant of love, because love is the ruling principle in marriage. Above all things, love should be the ruling principle of marriage. It's a covenant of oneness. It says in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7 that if we don't honor and appreciate our wives as being the weaker vessel, and that we are heirs together of the grace of life, our prayers will be hindered. Just think about it. Our spiritual lives could be hindered if we do not walk in the unity and harmony in which God has designed the marriage relationship. It's called in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, it talks about a wayward woman. It talks about a woman that forsakes her marriage covenant and the guide of her youth and the covenant of her God. In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, the marriage relationship is called a covenant of our God. Can you imagine this? This is a very serious thing. A very serious thing. It's a covenant that we make to an individual, but it's a covenant that we also make before God. And really, as much as we love the ministry, as much as we love to minister to people, God has a priority. And our priority is to focus on our marriage, because marriage really is a focusing of your life on another individual. And as I said, the ruling principle is love. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12 says, whatever you would want someone to do to you, do to them, for this is the law and the prophets. This is exactly the principle that should rule in our marriage. It's not a selfish thing. It's not out for self. It's not what this person can give me. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4 that love is kind. It's seeking the welfare of another. It's to being generous, to be kind, to always seek the best for that other individual. And the reason that marriage is designed that way is because marriage is a small scale model of what a real relationship with God should be. You know, God has given us illustrations in the natural. And God is showing us how to have a great marriage, how to have a good marriage. Because He's wanting us to have a small scale model of what a real eternal relationship is to be with the Lord. You know, marriage really is only until death do us part. It's only a temporary thing. In the resurrection, the Bible says they neither marry nor are given in marriage. It's only a temporal thing. But God wants us to understand, by having a good marriage, He wants us to understand the principles of love, the principles of giving unselfishly to another individual, all the principles of these things, because He's saying, guys, what I want you to really understand is that I've called you into a marriage relationship with Me, not a temporary relationship, not one will just last a few years and then it'll be gone, but an eternal relationship where all of God's love will be manifested upon us forever and ever. So let me just give you, in closing today, a few, again, principles of marriage. Marriage is a merger. It's not just a partnership. It's more than that. It's a merger. The Bible talks about it in Genesis chapter 4 as a knowing. It talks about it in 1 Peter 3:7 as being heirs together of the grace of life. Marriage is a covenant, which means it's binding. There's a commitment involved. And let me say this, sin did not enter the first church. Sin entered the first marriage. And so we need to look at the manual, and we need to get the principles about marriage and implement the principles of love in our life. We also say, what is love? Love, the definition of love is really, in a sense, unselfishness. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 53:6 that we were like sheep, that we went astray. We turned every one to his own way. But in marriage, we focus on the other individual, and we always seek the welfare and benefit of those other individuals. And the Bible tells us over in the book of Ephesians that to love your wife is like loving your own body. We're to cherish, we're to honor her. And that means to appreciate her. You know, if to love your own body doesn't mean you sit around and you hold hands with your other hand and pat yourself and say, oh, I love you. It's not that at all. But if to love yourself, you protect yourself. You also to love yourself, you feed yourself. You protect yourself. You look out for yourself and things like this. We should never take our wife for granted. We should never take one of her weaknesses and expose it before the public and make fun of her and do things like this. We're to love her, as the Bible says, as we would love our own selves. So in closing today, I would just like to say this. I would like for you to right now, just as you're watching this video, just to lift yourself up right now to God in prayer. And I'd like for you to say this. I would like to, first of all, just for you to thank God for loving you. The second thing I'd like for you to do is I would like for you to thank God right now for your partner, for your mate, who God gave you. You know, that's part of the problem right now. You haven't appreciated your mate. You've put him down or you've put her down. And the Bible says that that really basically is selfish and that is sin. You know, I tell you what, the Bible says in Ephesians 5 that Jesus cleansed the church, and He did it by the washing of water, by the Word, by His words that He spoke over the church. And you know what? When you speak words over your wife, or when you speak words over your mate, you will bring that mate to the level of the words you speak. If you say, you're no good, you're ugly, you're overweight, you're all of these kind of things, you know what? You will just suppress your marriage. You will cause not a oneness in marriage, but a separation and alienation. But did you know, if you'll speak words of kindness, and you speak words like you want her to be, honey, I appreciate the things that you do. I appreciate you. I love you. And by your actions, you back up those words with your action. You know, the words that you speak over your mate, you will bring them up to the level of those words that you speak. Can't you see today that a lot of your problems in your marriage relationship is the words that you've spoken? You have brought your mate down. You have not brought your mate up. So I want to encourage you today, speak good words over your mate today. And, love is this. Love is not a feeling. Love is seeking the welfare and benefit of another individual regardless of how you feel. And begin today to just by acts of kindness, just like painting several layers of a lacquer, okay, on a particular piece of wood. That's the way love is built, by little acts of kindness. Start to esteem, to honor, to value, and to speak words of love over your mate. You'll see a difference today. God bless you as you implement these principles of God's Word today.